from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Olympics in Paris, France, now a week in. Many, many storylines, including Michael Grady from Central Catholic, part of the USA rowing team, getting the gold. And joining us is a partner of ours I've known for a long time, Dan Vichoff, who's a board-certified and licensed hypnotherapist who's worked with Olympic athletes to help sharpen their focus. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Larry.
Fascinating story about, anytime there's a local connection, but you've been going to the Olympics for many years, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, I have. As a matter of fact, it's been an honor to work with the team and join them at the Olympics.
And how is it that you first got the call up to work with Olympic athletes? I'm curious.
I was working with a competitive junior Olympic shooter here in the Pittsburgh area. He was north of Pittsburgh, and we did some work together. We did some sessions, and I got him on my program. And he went off and won the junior world championships in Germany, and then it just snowballed into me working with the team. And, it was nice to be able to be actually with them in 35 days in China, where we won 4 gold medals, and in London in 2012, where Vincent Hancock, who's shooting today, won his second gold medal in a row, and then down in Rio. So it's exciting news for Vincent, and he has 3 gold medals to date, and we're he's a front runner for a 4th.
I love the story that I read about you where one of your athletes that you were working with came up to where this is it. If he scores big, he wins the gold medal, but he had his wife and young child there at the time, I guess in the crowd, and the baby started crying, and you thought, oh no, he'll never be able to concentrate through this, but quite the opposite, right?
Yeah, it was nothing short of amazing, because typically, the culture is whenever someone is shooting, it's like swinging a golf club, everybody gets quiet. And then, of course, his new baby was up there with mom in the front row, right behind me. And he just stayed with it, which, looking back, it doesn't surprise me, because he has this this unshakable confidence that we've been working on since 2006, and it was a great experience.
And some people might wonder, these athletes are so well trained, fine tuned. What this kind of effort, hypnotherapy can do, and obviously you transfer. Well, if Olympic athletes can take advantage of it, then the rest of us can too.
Yeah, we what I do, Larry, is I do a specific form of hypnosis, and it's called the 33 method that goes directly to the part of the brain that causes that anxiety, which in sports they would call the choke. And so what we do is we get that part of the brain to stay out of the way, so these athletes that are almost all of them are perfect can just function at the level that they want to, which is what we call the zone, as opposed to the crash. And that's essentially the type of program that I work on with all athletes, of any shape or size, or, the clients that come into the office for other things, help for other things.
It's interesting you say the zone, because we do refer to athletes being in the zone when they're performing at a high level.
Yeah, it's this spot where you're, where everything is kind of shut down, everything slows down, and you just function at a very high automatic level, and that's the goal when I'm working with an athlete, is to keep them functioning at that high level, even if there's a small hiccup or a small mistake, just to stay focused and stay on track. This time of year in the summertime, I get a lot of baseball players that come in and they get into a slump, and, they know it's all in their head, and they start overthinking. And the next thing you know, the baseball coming in looks like a BB at 120 miles an hour. But when they're in that zone, it looks like a softball coming in, which is real. Your brain kind of shuts down when you get tense, our brain kind of shuts down. And this is why it's so frustrating. But, we get a lot of baseball players in this time of year, and of course golfers, for that same type of issue.
And that's interesting, because golf is so mental too. But I would imagine when the Pirates are in a hitting slump, we got to get you down there, Dan, to work on them.
Yeah, it's, everybody talks about the shortstop. Well, once something gets in your head, it's not like the cognitive processing part of our brain that knows right from wrong, good from bad, doesn't communicate with that part of the brain that physically takes over the body called the amygdala. So our goal is to train that just to stay out of the way so an athlete can function at their highest level. And once that tension starts to build, it takes over their body, as you've seen, right here in town with the Pirates. It's frustrating, especially when you get to that level, when you're really good, and all of a sudden you can't control your body. It's the part of your brain called your amygdala. So the system that we do is specifically designed, to get that part of the brain to stop taking over. We call it the what ifs. It goes into panic mode.
I need to work more in my amygdala. Meanwhile, thanks for checking in. What are you watching? What are you following with this Olympic Games in Paris?
Vince Hancock today. He's one of my athletes, 3-time gold medalist. Hopefully, going for his fourth. And a trap shooter who did really well. He came in fifth. But you need to be in the top three. So we'll have all eyes on Vincent now.
All right, Dan, thank you, and have a great weekend.
Okay, Larry, thanks so much for having me.
Dan Vichoff from the PA Hypnosis Center here in Warrendale, the board certified and licensed. Fascinating, because you take it from working with Olympic athletes and then the rest of us. So we'll see if he gets his fourth gold medal today. Speaking with our producer, Aaron Ferragonio, Paul, who had yesterday off because her birthday was Wednesday and she wanted to go to the Styx Foreigner concert. And John Waite, right? There was another performer.
Nope,
there.
It was John.
There was John?
It was John, okay. who opened the night.
How was the show, by the way?
It was honestly spectacular. I think it was one of those concerts where whether you know every song or you don't, whether you know the band or you don't, it was just a great time. I think I'm someone who kind of wants a little bit of the old feels back sometimes. Like it was a great environment. The music was amazing and they interacted well with the crowd.
I'm
which
curious
is always nice.
To know, did John Waite sing any of the old songs from the Babies, like Isn't It Time? Or
he did.
I love those old songs.
Yeah, he did. The crowd went crazy.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I forgot that was him that
yeah.
did that.
Mm-hmm. The other one, Every Time I Think of You, is that guy has got really good range. Does he still have those high notes in him?
Yeah, him, the lead singer of, why am I blanking on the band name? All of the lead singers sound so good and strong. That was like one of the biggest takeaways was how strong their voices were. And yeah, I mean, he sounded great.
Hmm.
And his set was probably just under an hour. It was a pretty long set.
I'm thinking about trying to go to Bruce Springsteen. He's going to be here for two shows. Remember, he had to cancel. So now he's going to be at PPG Paints on Thursday the 15th, and then that's Sunday.
Wow.
And that's if you can get tickets, because there's a lot of pent-up demand because he had to cancel, and these are reschedules.
He's very popular here, as he is most places.
Well, you told me just the other day that he set the attendance record where?
At
Three Rivers, yeah.
Yeah, that was the all-time largest crowd at that time. It was almost 65,000 people. And then Garth Brooks broke the record, but he broke it at then Heinz Field, now Acrisure, because they had... I guess he did 2 days, Garth Brooks. And then Taylor Swift broke that again. But you'll be surprised, maybe not, the highest attended sporting event in this city was 2 years ago, Pitt, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Acrisure, over 72,000. Now, wait a minute. The posted attendance is 68,400. So there were a lot of standing room people there. And I was there. I mean, the atmosphere was absolutely electric. And they're coming back this year, Pitt, West Virginia.
Well, they had to change their ticket policy to handle the ticket sales this time around.
Which was smart, because you buy season tickets if you want to go to, because they weren't selling single tickets for that game.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. And how about, let's see, Pitt and Kent State will open the season in... a few days under 4 weeks, 1 month.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the high school kickoff games in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, we talked to Dan Zangrilli, our play-by-play extraordinaire. He's so good at what he does, too. But they are going to have 5 games in 2 days at the Wolf Arena.
Have you guys ever been to that stadium?
Wolf Arena?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
My sister graduated from there, top of her class, and it actually is it's a beautiful stadium, and the bleachers are like old school. They're not like, they're old school. It kind of looks like an arena that they would do like from Gladiator back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. So that'll be our kickoff to high school football. And then we got baseball tonight. Pirates made some moves on the trade deadline day this week, and we're going to talk to Pirates broadcaster Joe Block coming up next. As, by the way, people always say, when Skeens pitching Sunday? Just so you know, Sunday should be good.
Sunday afternoon at the ballpark, a great time for watching Paul Skeens streak across the sky like a superstar.
Wow.
It's true.
It's poetic. I get you.
Here's the pitch. There goes Triolo.
Oh.
This pitch is launched into orbit here in Houston, and it's just shy of the train tracks. A soaring home run for Michael A. Taylor. He's homered for the second straight game here in Houston, and the Pirates leading the Astros 5-1.
Arr. Your Pittsburgh Pirates coming home. Arizona Diamondbacks in town starting tonight at PNC Park. And the voice you heard, Pirates broadcaster Joe Block, who joins us every Friday at this time. Joseph, unless when he's on the left coast and can't get up early. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. I guess I could.
No,
right?
I don't blame you. No. Believe me. Believe me. I got you. So, everybody wants to know about these new Pirates. The trade deadline came and went, and late in the day. Pirates did make some deals. So kind of walk us through the new Bucks.
There are a number of moves that affect more of the AAA team, too. And I'll skip those. But the two guys that come into town, Brian De La Cruz, who is a young player with the Marlins, still has not arbitration eligible. That means he's in his first 3 years in the major league still. So he could be a Pirate if they want him for a number of years to come. And known as a home run hitter, in my view, he's a grip and rip type guy. He's going to hit a bunch of home runs. He's going to strike out a good bit. But still makes enough contact. He's a plausible major league player. And not only that, he's one of the leading home run hitters among National League outfielders. So add some power out in a corner outfield, probably going to play right field with Reynolds in left. That's probably how they'll settle in the rest of the year. And then Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who is a distant relative of Ralph Kiner. I think that's so neat. I was talking with him about that the other day, and he thought it was just so interesting that he's going to be a Pirate now and get to play at PNC Park, and is eager to explore more of his roots in that regard. But he's been a very good defender, and who this year has improved with the bat enough that his .292 batting average would lead the team if he had been with the Pirates the whole year. He comes over from the Toronto Blue Jays, and he'll be probably, I would guess, activated today. He had been on the injured list but had recovered to the point of going on a rehab assignment, meaning he's healthy enough to play. They're just getting him some at-bats and get him ready. So he worked out Wednesday in Houston. So those are the two guys that should be you should see in the lineup for the Pirates that have been added to the Major League Club here this week.
So, Joe, the outfielder, De La Cruz, is off to a good start, and the infielder, Kiner-Falefa, now we're expecting him probably at second base, aren't we?
Yeah, with Nick Gonzalez on the injured list and probably for some time with a groin injury, it looks like he'll play at second for a good while. But he's won a gold glove at third base, talking about Kiner-Falefa. He has been the starting shortstop for the Yankees. So he can play any of those three positions very well and be a plus at those spots. So on days that, you want somebody to fill in at third or short, great. He can do that too. But I would guess that he's going to be the regular second baseman, at least in Gonzalez's absence, and then maybe move around after that.
We're with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. So, Joe, let's talk about some of the injured Bucks, and what's the timeline, do you think, for getting some of those guys back?
Well, I think the one that everybody's most curious about is Jared Jones.
Yes.
And he threw another bullpen session. Yeah, he threw a bullpen session at Houston, his second one now. It was to simulate two innings worth. So then the next step probably is where he would face hitters maybe over two innings or three innings. And then once he does that once or twice, then usually the progression is to go out on a rehab assignment, build up some innings, and then return to major league play. So he's healthy enough to do that, and he's pitching very well in those sessions with no setbacks. So it is the beginning of August. Could he return this month? Might be pushing it, but it's possible. But it's not going to be all that long before he returns to the Pirates. So that's a good thing that he's now ramping back up and moving back toward returning into the rotation. And then Gonzalez, still don't know. Ben Sherrington says it'll be this season when he returns, which tells you it's going to be longer than shorter. Remember, we're only about 8 weeks away from the end of this regular season right now. So and then the talk starts to become, how much can he affect the postseason if the Pirates qualify? So that's something that is fun, that we could even just have that asterisk at this point of the year.
And Joe, I thought we had some bad luck as Pirate fans when Endy went down with an injury, that promising young catcher. But man, what good news has followed with Joey Bart.
Joey Bart, credit the Pirates for pursuing him, because it was the first few days after the season, the Giants actually kept him as their third catcher, which most teams these days don't keep three catchers. But he was going to be the heir apparent to Buster Posey. And just, under that pressure, it never really worked out in San Francisco for him. He was the number two overall pick out of Georgia Tech. And so he was designated for assignment. And what that means is basically there's a week there the teams could either trade for him, or maybe if no one wants him, then he'll get sent back down to the minor leagues. Well, the Pirates were very aggressive, said, we'll trade for him, and we'll give you something better than everybody else. Make sure we get him. and they did that. And in that sense, usually teams don't make a lot of moves a few days into the season. They've got their roster. They feel like they're pretty set with the guys that they have. But because they go and get him, and remember, he missed with about a month with injury. You look at his RBI totals. He's right up there with most of the guys on the team.
Yep.
You know, you know, fourth, fifth place on the team, somewhere in there. And it doesn't play every day because he's a catcher. So that's the kind of stuff that you hope to see. You need a little bit of good fortune, or just foretelling what might come. You know, that's a good move by the Pirates to go out and get him too. You need some of that to become a little bit better than maybe you thought you were going to be at the season outset. So Bart's been a big run producer. It's been fun to watch him. He was the DH the other night, too. I like to see him in the lineup, even on the days he doesn't catch.
Yeah, you were pretty excited about it.
Here's the pitch. Swing high, fly ball, deep left field. Alvarez doesn't bother to turn around. Joey Bart hits it way out of here.
How far out, Joe?
And I mean out of here. What a home run for Joey Bart. About as far as you can hit a ball to straightaway left field, and it's 2-0 Pirates.
That's good stuff. Well,
can I clue you in on something? Yeah. I lost sight of it.
Wow.
Well, when you said it's out of here, way out of here, meaning I can't see it. It's that far.
Yeah, I could. I lost sight of it. He hit it so high because there's like a cream colored background up by the train tracks up there, and then there's windows, and so I'm thinking I think it hit onto the train tracks, and Neil said, it hit just beyond the train tracks. I go, okay, thank you, Neil. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, so, good stuff.
I knew it was a home run.
Arizona Diamondbacks this weekend. Tomorrow night, by the way, is the drone show. If you've never seen one of these, they're pretty incredible, with a pregame block party and IUP night two. And then Sunday, Kids Tops card giveaway and family fun day. Joe Block, we'll look forward to talking to you next week, and enjoy the weekend, partner.
All right. And thanks, guys. I always appreciate it.
On the Bing K Morning Show. Coming up 10 until 2. We got Marty Griffin. Get Marty.
Bop, bop, bop.
Boy, you got so much to talk about today.
Shapiro will be officially announced Tuesday. That's a big deal. The Mark Fogel thing, that's a big deal. The Kamala Harris, what's his name, Trump thing, that's a big deal. But you know what the biggest deal around here this morning is?
What do you got?
Come on, man.
No Oakmont Bakery.
Thank you.
Because your boy Patrick was on. He had the nerve.
Your portly friends.
To go on vacation.
Your portly friends in the newsroom are apoplectic. They're skitzing out.
It's a good thing Ron Cook retired.
They're fiending.
He'd be apoplectic.
Your boss, PJ, who's put on a few himself, is angrier this morning. he can't get his donuts.
He is
and
angry.
And Raz's
about it.
Voice dropped a few octaves because, where's my donuts?
He's pretty pumped because we're finalists for Marconi Awards, which is like the Oscars.
Who's that?
The Oscars.
You guys and your awards, man.
Marconi.
Who cares?
He invented.
You know, I have this
wireless
discussion with my wife. You guys spend these. Look. Is he not?
Portly. I wouldn't say portly. here he is.
Look. I just want to correct Marty. Nobody was looking for donuts.
Yes, they were.
Nobody.
Who? Samantha, come
turn
in
around,
here.
Turn around,
look,
PJ.
Look how angry they are.
The whole and Samantha Scurry.
All your heavy set friends
said,
in the newsroom are
looking,
angry.
I was looking for donuts. I was not looking for donuts. Anyways, thank you for showing
Samantha.
Me.
Samantha, grab the microphone. Stay here, PJ. Were they not anxious over the donuts?
Yes, I was being harassed. People were very upset about
thank
the donuts.
You.
Well, there's a food run happening.
There's
out
a
there,
bunch of angry white men in the newsroom.
It was actually more, I think, on the fan, actually. It was more.
Oh, the fan,
it was
too.
The fan.
More angry white guys.
Yeah.
This is so bad. Ron Cook called in from Florida after retirement.
Look,
when he
look
heard
at Raz.
Him.
I can't even do my job because Raz. Everyone just keeps asking me about the donuts.
Marty Griffin has once again let us all down, and now we're all going, sending an emissary down to McDonald's so we can have something to eat.
It is Big Mac
PJ
day,
has donut jelly on his shirt. He must have hit the joint on his way in.
Absolutely incorrect.
Way in here.
Larry?
Do
you see jelly?
No, I don't. I'm colorblind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Samantha McGill.
At least she's honest. A
good
woman's
luck.
Voice.
Thank you. She has a great voice. She does a great job.
John Shumway loves.
I'm a big fan.
John Shumway texted me yesterday about her, how good she is on traffic.
Oh, my gosh.
He's jealous now because, you know, you're doing traffic.
No, he was supportive.
Is he?
He really was. He literally texted me to tell me how wonderful you are doing
what?
The traffic. I swear.
How about that? When the Shummer gives
you
accolades.
When you get the Shum seal of approval
that's
on
strong.
Traffic.
This is big, yeah.
Strong.
Oh, yeah. That's like Dan Marino giving you throwing lessons. You know, Larry knows Dan.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.